We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America. From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon. I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Secretary Kristen Noem was out to dinner with her kids and grandkids Sunday when her bag with $2,000 to $3,000 in cash was allegedly taken. The DHS press office says she was planning to buy her family dinner and Easter gifts, and that's why she had so much cash on hand.
Oh,
now it's all gone. The Secret Service assigned to protect her last night aren't saying anything about how it happened or who the suspect may be. But according to sources familiar with the matter, investigators have seen surveillance video of Noem's family gathering at Capital Burger there on 7th Street Northwest. Sources tell NBC that just before 8 o'clock last night, the suspect was able to sit at the table next to Secretary Noem's, slide her purse toward him with his foot, and walk out with it.
Okay, what part of Homeland Security doesn't she understand? Everything about these people, I mean, we have a drunk Secretary of Defense who is secretly being plotted against by the President of the United States to be replaced. And the only entity, I should say, that has that story is NPR, where Donald Trump wants to, close them down anyway. So I say to NPR, go for it. Report everything. Get sources inside, get sources outside, get sources B-side, get sources all over the place, the A-side, the B-side, and print everything you know. Just go for it. Go for it now. Do it now. Get it all out there. We have a drunk Secretary of Defense. NPR is reporting that Trump is secretly trying to replace him, okay? And now we have a Department of Homeland Security lady who runs around with $3,000 in her purse. $3,000. Can you imagine? If you were an immigrant, which is all she's concerned about at Homeland Security, she's not concerned about terrorist attacks, she's not concerned about drug dealing, because I'll tell you this right now, if you were an immigrant and you had $3,000 in your pocket, in your purse, in your bag, in your wallet, she would call you a human trafficker and send you to El Salvador. So I say she has $3,000 in her pocketbook. I say we send her to El Salvador. She knows her way. She's been there before. She had her passport in her purse with $3,000. Where is she going? What is she doing? Is that like fleeing money because Donald Trump is the president? Listen, I always told you, I would tell you when it's time to go. It's time to go. I'm going, as you all know. But yeah, this is unbelievable. So you have you have the Department of Homeland Security people who don't understand Homeland Security. You have the Department of Defense that doesn't understand anything to do with defense. They're very busy, including family members on private phones, giving them coordinates basically for, launches, missile launches and targeting information, just to brag, So how is that somebody that protects us? How is that somebody who, defends us against? And now here's the new one, the Pro-Life Administration. And this is what I said I wanted to talk about yesterday, but, yes, it's true. I am leaving. Tomorrow will be our very, very, very last show. And yes, it is because of a health reason. And yes, I am going to retire on top of it because it's time. It's just time. But that said, moving on, the people who are so pro-life that they literally took away women's rights ahead of an election. And America said, yeah, that's okay. They now are in control of the... if this wasn't in like the Washington Post, if these stories were not in the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal for that matter, I would say these are stories from The Onion. The pro-life people now want to put people who are very much alive on the master death list. The master death list. Why do we have a master death list? We have a master death list for the purpose of paying Social Security checks to people on Social Security, but also people who are here working. Maybe they're not entitled to Social Security benefits because they're not citizens. They don't have green cards. They aren't permanent residents, but they still have a tax ID number. Oh, yeah, that's how it works. And a lot of people don't get this. They don't understand it until they hear somebody say it, and then they look it up themselves, which is what I suggest you do. I would suggest you don't believe a word I say and just look it up. That's what I would suggest, especially from here on out. Just look stuff up. But when people are here and they're working, they get a tax ID number. And so people who aren't eligible to receive benefits from Social Security actually pay into the fund. They pay in to the Social Security Trust Fund. And it actually buoys Social Security. It makes it richer than it would be if they didn't have a tax ID number. See? Now, Elon Musk and his Doge bags have this uniquely pro-death view of what could be done to prevent illegal people from working in this country and paying taxes. And their profound idea, because, you know, they're so pro-life, their profound idea is to take people who pay into Social Security because they work and they have a tax ID number, to put them on a master death list erroneously, to falsify government records. Seriously, just do it. Just falsify government records, because when you're on the Social Security master death list, I've seen it when my mom passed away. I mean, it's like instant, like they know. It's almost like, you know, she didn't even have an iPhone, okay? But it's almost like they know somebody. It's because if you're living in an assisted living, or if you're in a hospital, they file time of death, right? And they file a death certificate, and that goes directly to Social Security. It also goes to the family, but I think we actually have to ask for it, you know? Like, I have to say, can I have it? The Hall of Records, the whole thing. Maybe sometimes if you're buried, you know, maybe your memorial services, person, your funeral director, we'll make sure you get a copy of it included in the cost of a $10,000 funeral, if that's your you know, way to go. But otherwise, I think you have to ask for it. But anyway, so here's the story. 2 days after the Social Security Administration purposely and falsely put 6,100 immigrants into the death file who were very much alive, a man who had worked there since he got out of college 25 years ago, who's now in charge or was in charge of hundreds and hundreds of technology experts, the guy who was in charge of the IT department at Social Security, who has never missed a payment. It's pretty damn unbelievably good track record. This man's name is Greg Pierre, and Greg wasn't willing to break the law and falsify government records for people who were very much alive, that the Doge bags wanted put on the master death list. So that, because the master death list has everything to do with your ability to function in society. It's not just government agencies, okay? But it's renting an apartment. It's having a credit card. It's being able to cash your check. Okay, the master file is a data set that is used not just only by government agencies, but it's used by employers, it's used by banks, it's used by landlords to check the status of somebody, whether or not they're working, right? To check the status of whether or not you're a client of the bank and you can cash your check, or even a payday lending place. You're on the master death list, you can't function in America or any place else in that world, in the world for that matter. And this man, Greg Pierre, who oversaw a staff of hundreds of tech people, said, no, I'm not doing it. I am not going to falsify government records so that these people, these immigrants that they hate, who have committed no crime, see, they ran out of people who committed crimes like on day one. Because the number of people they said committed crimes in the United States that were here illegally, they're in jail. They already were in jail. And that's a fact. Look it up. And so two security guards came to his desk and escorted him out. And this is a guy who was very well liked by, his employees. He was a senior executive in Woodlawn, Maryland, in the headquarters of the Social Security Administration. And he told the Doge bag, what you're doing is illegal. And they said, we don't care. The pro-life people wanted to make dead people who are very much alive. So the Department of Homeland Security lady gets her purse stolen with $3,000 and a passport and her card that clears her into the Department of Homeland Security in her bag by a guy who sits next to her in a restaurant and takes her bag from under the table. She's really good at security. Homeland Security, you know. And now you got the pro-life people wanting to put you on a death list.